Well, hi guys, welcome back. We told you weren't going to take that long in recording another episode, and this is episode number 8.
Eight.
So we're in the same city, but still recording through Zoom.
Actually, we're in different countries.
Technically.
I'm in Mexico and you're in the US.
Yeah. How's it been this week so far?
The past 2 days have been a little bit stressful because I've been in line to try to get Bad Bunny tickets. Have you seen?
No, I have not.
Oh my God. So the sale was yesterday, I think at 2 or 2:30, and there was like 30 some K people in front of me.
37,000 people.
Yes, and then when I was down to 5,000, which it was already around 5 something p.m., it kicked me out.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but then later I was like, "Oh, whatever." So they opened a lot of dates, and then I went in today and there was like 35,000 people in front of me. So I was like, "I'm done." I don't think
This is for his tour, right? Not the Puerto Rico residency.
No, for the tour. This is for the concert in Mexico.
Oh, that's right. You said you were looking into Mexico for that. So far you have not gotten tickets for Bad Bunny. What's the name of the tour?
Debí tirar más fotos. I think his name
I
meant
don't know.
something else.
I haven't looked into Bad Bunny.
Oh, talking about him real quick. You know who started following him again on Instagram?
Bad Bunny, Kendall Jenner.
Yes. Ooh. They were
I just
actually at a
think.
basketball game too, in the same game. They were like across each other.
Was this where Kylie was with Timothy and Kendall?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know Bad Bunny was there.
But anyways, hopefully they don't get back together. I don't like them together. Con la que sea menos con ella.
Con todas menos con ella. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for all the support you've been showing us on Instagram. We've been getting some shares, driving towards, I'm assuming, to work, and just listening to the podcast. We appreciate it so much. Continue to do that and follow at on the menu underscore pod at Instagram. And my personal Instagram is at toners with the zero.
And mine is at Shurix with three eyes. And we just got a Facebook page.
Like the page on Facebook. It's actually linked already in our link tree on Instagram. So if you go to the links, you click that one and it gives you like where we're at. We have Spotify, Apple Podcasts, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and soon to come a TikTok where Yuri will be dancing. She'll be recording a lot of dancing videos for you guys.
Of course. Hey, you should be the one dancing.
That was another life.
I was actually telling Donald because we saw like a dancing academy here, and I was like, "Hey, I don't think that's the one Tony was in. I don't know if it exists anymore, but he used to dance." He's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "What do you mean? Like, what kind of dancer?" I don't know what he said.
Exotic dancer.
I'm like dance, you know? I don't know how to explain it. He's like hip hop, and I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah, kind of like it was a mix, hip hop, pop. My last performance was in 2016, so almost 10 years ago.
Oh my God. Do you
Yeah.
miss it? Maybe you should get back into dancing.
Yeah, sometimes I miss going to like a rehearsal and learning like a choreography. So for me this week, I just feel like I've been super busy with work. I had to go up for a baseball game. It was like a mixer. So it wasn't like work, but it was like an hour drive to the baseball game. So it was kind of like tiring and it was after work. So I got back like around 9:30. But other than that, I've been spending time with family and looking forward to ending this week already.
So, have you heard the news?
What?
The Golden Globes are going to be adding a Best Podcast category starting with the 83rd Golden Globe Awards in January of 2026. Perhaps that could be our birthday present.
We're manifesting a nomination. I am manifesting that we get an email saying like, "Oh, congratulations, you've been nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Podcast."
They're gonna have 25 nominees picked from the 25 most popular podcasts. So we got some work to do.
We have to hustle this year.
So we're gonna be posting every day, guys.
New episodes every day. We're actually quitting life and just dedicate ourselves to the podcast. We're not doing anything else. That's actually really cool. I read an article on Variety that says this marks like the first major expansion of like a nomination in the Golden Globes. They don't add like categories every year. In 2023, they added cinematic achievement category and the box office category. I read that it's also like being met with a lot of like mixed excitement and skepticism from the podcasting world. I guess because it's not very clear what they're going to be looking for in a podcast so they can decide whether they're nominated or not. You know what I mean?
I was reading that they're gonna honor like both audio and visual podcasts. They're gonna go by whoever like made a significant impact over the past year.
Yeah, and currently there isn't a major like award ceremony that recognizes podcasts, so I think it's a very huge deal.
Guys, we're gonna need for you to get your votes ready. You
No,
have
people
a.
don't vote.
Wait, what do they do?
People don't vote. It's the Golden Globe
So who votes
people.
for it?
The committee of the Golden Globes.
So
It's not like the this is not the VMAs that people vote. The Golden Globe like committee is the one that like nominates and they get to like vote on who wins.
but that's good. That's good that they added that because podcasting, believe it or not, is hard work.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see who they nominate for this first round of Golden Globes. So I know everybody's heard the news by now, but Avemus Papam, I think that's how you say it. Habemus papam. Let me listen to a little video first. Pronunciation.
Habemus papam.
That is Latin, meaning we have a pope. So this new pope that has been chosen, his name is Robert Francis Prevost. He is 69 years old and he's from Chicago, Illinois. So he's an American. He's the first ever American pope, but he chose the name of Leo XIV, although he is considered a cardinal from Latin America because he did spend a lot of years doing missionary work in Peru. I don't know if you've seen pictures of it online. There's a picture of him riding a donkey, which that's awesome. I've never ridden a horse either, but here he is riding a donkey. He became Archbishop in January of 2023, and within a few months, Francis made him a cardinal. So, in order to become a pope, you need to be a cardinal. So, in choosing his papal name, Leo signified a commitment to dynamic and social issues. In regards to climate change, at the time, Cardinal Provost said that it was time to move from words to actions. He spoke about the installation of solar panels and adoption of electric vehicles at the Vatican, which I think is great, and also supports the decisions to allow women for the first time to join the dicastery for bishops. What did you think about him?
I didn't really read a lot about him. Like, I couldn't really find a lot, but like on social media, they were saying how he already deleted his personal one. Yeah, he has the Pope Leo, the official account. Like on Instagram, you know how you can put like a
Oh.
quote?
His bio.
His bio, it says, "Peace be with you all."
I did see that he used to have like a personal one, like because they were talking about it in the news that he said something about JD Vance. Story I didn't
Oh, yes,
notice.
I did hear about that, where he shared criticisms of the Trump administration positions on immigration.
On his first address to the media, Pope Leo called for the release of imprisoned journalists and for free speech protection. He called for peace for Ukraine and for the world.
Do you know if there's like an
16.
age range that you need to be to become a pope?
So it says here, there's no age requirement to become pope, although it's common for popes to be in their 50s to 70s. The youngest pope in history was John the 12th, who was elected at 18. And then the oldest was John Paul II, who served until he was 84. Interesting.
Disclaimer, if you are eating, having coffee, or anything like that, you might want to skip this mall section because it's kind of gross.
Are you drinking coffee?
Yes, I
You
am.
better be careful and not poop yourself, like the Delco pooper.
Have you watched the video? I sent it to you. So the Delco Pooper is a Pennsylvania woman that was arrested for, she had like a some sort of like road rage. And to what I read, the other car, it was like a gray car, right? So that lady, she called this Delco Pooper a slut. Delco Pooper said, "I wanted to punch her in the face, but instead I pooped in her car." Are you watching it?
Yes.
Like, So this girl or lady, she gets off and she poops like in the hood. And it's not like hard poo poo, it's like diarrhea or something. Like, why would you do that?
Like, how do you do that? Like, honestly, how do you move so quick? Like, I'm assuming she poops real quick and then she just leaves with like a shat ass.
Well, my question is, how did she poop? Like, was she already needing to poop, or how, like, did she push, or like, I don't understand. She was arrested days later. Like, she's kind of laughing. Like, there's a video and she's kind of laughing while the cops have her handcuffed, and someone asked her like, what happened or something like that. She's like, the lady chased me and I asked her not to attack me, and then she said, I have a sickness.
That pooped is saying this, right?
Yes, she has a
So,
sickness. What kind of sickness?
like, she has a sickness in the stomach, or does she have a sickness in the brain that makes her like do stuff like this?
I don't know, but she looks kind of crazy. She got some charges. She got disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, harassment, depositing waste on the highway, and indecent exposure.
Dude, but that was quick. Like, she just like bends over
She squats and.
and delivers hot and ready.
That's it. And then she just walks away.
Dude, how do you walk away like that? Like, it could not have been a clean shit. Imagine you're just like on your way to work or whatever that morning, and you honk at a car, and the driver gets off and takes a shit on your car. Like, what do you do? Are you just like, what the f?
I think my first like instinct of doing it will be like honk as she's like pooping so she can move. If she's gonna pass by my window, I will look to see if I have like a drink and throw it at them.
Like, I'm
But
thinking, like, you don't want to engage in anything because, you know, it can, like, turn into a bigger problem. Have you ever had, like, some road rage?
no, I don't think so. I mean, the most that I have is like with 18-wheelers. Like, sometimes it's like they're going on my lane and I'm like right there, and I know they can see me because I'm not like already next to them. I'm like a little bit far behind, and all I do is like I just honk.
But one time, dude, it happened here in Brownsville. I was on my way to work, and I don't remember why, like, this car like wanted to cut in front of me. Like, I was driving on the front edge and the car wanted to cut in front of me, and the car went behind me, right? So whenever we get on the expressway, the car got on the other side, like next to me. And not kidding, this old lady, I just turned around to look at her, like, what? She flipped me off. I was like, oh, hell no. I probably ruined her whole day.
Remember, wait, didn't I tell you that time that I was trying to get out of the parking lot at Walmart? I kind of beat someone to a parking space. So then the car comes in back of me and blocks me. And I kept honking and honking. I was scared to get off and tell them, because you never know. I want to leave. Like, I was putting my thing on reverse. And then what they did is they moved more forward. So now their whole car was blocked,
So how long were
blocking
you
mine.
stuck there?
I think I was there for like 15 minutes.
Were you scared?
I mean, I was, because like there's crazy people in Austin. And like, I was like, what do I do? Like, so I was just sitting there. And then they finally moved because the car next to me left. So they parked next to me and they never got off until I
So,
left. But yeah, I think that was really rude. Like, they had me
yeah.
trapped in there for like 15 minutes.
But
But
shout out to the Delco Pooper. Thank you for gifting us that beautiful piece of art that's gonna live forever.
poor
Anyway,
Hyundai.
poor Hyundai. Doesn't Donald have a Hyundai?
Yes.
You should be here for
We created.
Halloween. You should be here for Halloween. Like, literally, like, dress up with some white shorts, and like a blouse similar to hers. Put some brown stuff on the hood and have Donald like sit in the car and just take a photo. I'll take that photo for you guys.
God, you're funny. That would be funny though.
So, aside from the crappy situation being overrated, what other things do you consider overrated?
You know what I think is overrated? I'm probably gonna get some people mad, but I
Oh,
think
shit.
Cane's is overrated. Dude, the lines at Cane's, especially like in San Marcos, I don't know if here too, But
Same
they
thing.
are long. Like, I'm not saying I hate it, but I think it's overrated because it's not something that I want all the time. Like, I'll have it, but it's not like, and the tenders are not even that great. I think I like the bread more.
I actually went to Cane's. It was probably like a month and a half ago on a Sunday. I stopped to get something to eat, and the line from the Cane's here in Brownsville was like, it was all the drive-through, then it went around and it went into the parking lot of Target. It was on Sunday night. It was probably like around 9 o'clock, and there was a big line.
That's crazy.
In Houston, there's a place called Lane's. It's delicious. It's chicken tenders. They have the bread. The ketchup is the Lane sauce. It's super delicious. It's really good. I would say way better than Cane's.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm not a super big fan. What's something that you think it's overrated?
Loud music at restaurants when you're wanting to have a conversation and there's like loud music playing, I think that's not the vibe. Like, I literally have to look at your mouth and like try and see what you're trying to say. A restaurant should have like, it should have music, but it should be like not too loud when you can have like a conversation, you know? The time that I went to Destin, I had water in my ear. So water was stuck in my ear for the whole, I think it was honestly the whole trip. Anyway, we went to dinner to this place and they were playing loud music. It was a Tex-Mex restaurant in Destin. And I was like this, literally like this, trying to lean over to hear what Carson was saying. And at some point I was just like saying yes, and I didn't even know what he was saying. I was like,
You know where also, where we went for my birthday, the music was loud.
no loud music for me. I'm already 35 and I can't hear well.
Same. What else do I have on my list? Crumble
Yeah.
cookies. I guess it's all food for me.
Was it because of the
Yeah.
Kardashian cookies?
No. What do you mean
Okay.
Kardashian cookies? They came up with something?
The names of the Kardashians, like they had a Courtney, a Kim, a Chris, a Chloe cookie and stuff like that.
Really? I didn't even know
Yeah,
that. Yeah, I don't think crumble cookies are it. I mean, you've had Tiff's treats, right?
Yeah, you
Oh
sent
yes,
me
I
a
sent
whole
you.
assortment.
See, I think those cookies are better. I don't know. I
Those
think the
are
crumble cookies
delicious.
are too much. They are too sugary. I don't know. It was not it when I got them. I mean, they look cute. The presentation is cute, but
The box is
not.
cute.
Yeah, really.
I think I've only had crumble cookies like one time.
Me too. We're gonna be canceled after this episode.
So crumble cookies, reach out to us for a collaboration. We want to have our own cookie. Somebody please reach out.
Are you
Somebody
being
please reach out. It's been 8 episodes already. Come on. Yeah, I have one more. This one, I think everybody can agree with me. Concert ticket prices need to calm down. They are overrated right now.
Yes, yes, they are.
Dude, I wanted to go see Benson Boone in Houston. The ticket prices are crazy, like $400 in, like, not even on the floor, like on the stands. Like, that's a lot of money.
When did they become so expensive? I feel like I used to go to concerts and get like floor seats, and I think the most I would pay was like 100 or 150 the most. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, you want floor seats? It's gonna be like $1,000.
I went to see, this was 2011. I went to see Britney Spears in Houston, and I was on floor seats, first row, and those tickets were $250. Then I saw her again in Vegas in 2013, and that one was even cheaper. I wasn't like super in the front or anything, but I was in the middle section, and I think that was $190. Like, I feel like if you want to go to a show in Vegas, like a residency right now, it would be over $1,000. I wanted to go see Adele, and I didn't
Yeah,
find
me
a
too.
cheap ticket. Everything was over $1,000 for Adele.
Talking about tickets, SeatGeek just sent me a message.
Oh.
SeatGeek, please sponsor us.
Reach out with a collaboration. Ugh, I wish. I think one day we'll be there. I can see it. I think one day we'll be there and we'll be like thinking back into like
Remember, we were pick me girls.
Ooh, that's a nice episode.
That's another one.
Pick me. Choose me. Collaborate with me.
I wanted to go watch Beyonce too, but she was expensive too. Like at
I
this
want
point,
to.
I'm gonna start selling feet pics.
So reach out to Yudi to her personal Instagram. She'll send you a little sneak peek if you send her $50.
Have you heard about, like, I know this is nasty too, so skip. This episode is nasty. Have
It
you heard about
is.
people that sell their worn underwears? Dude, I was reading that estos viejos cochinos asquerosos, they will like request, I want you to wear the underwear for like a week, and then you just send it away through FedEx.
Who wants it like that? And how much
I
do
don't
they
know.
pay?
I don't know. I mean, I was reading that some girls get good money with that. And I'm like, this is easy. This is easy work. Yeah, well, I've seen that. Well, not me. I'm the one that tells them. They put it like in a jar so the smell won't like go away. So I don't know. I just feel like everyone's just out there trying to get their coin.
Everybody is hustling, and here we are recording for free. Like, honestly, we're recording for free for 8 episodes, you guys. We're
But you
trying to
know,
monetize this podcast, but we
we're
do it
loving
because we
it.
love it.
We love it and we love you all, and we wouldn't be here without you.
Anyway, we're going off topic. Do you have any more overrated items or overrated things?
I do. I have
Okay.
one, Nutella.
You see, I don't like Nutella.
See, I'm not a big fan of chocolate, so I don't care for Nutella, but you know how there's Nutella everything. Like frappes, I guess, Nutella this, Nutella that. Yeah, so I think Nutella is overrated. Do you have anything else?
Tumblers or th how do you say it? Tumblers or tumblers?
Tumblers.
Like every I feel like every year there's a different type of tumbler. Forever I was like, I don't like them. I'm not gonna get one. I'm not ever gonna get one. And for one of my birthdays, I think it was one. I think it was last year. Not Yudi got me a Stanley for my birthday. I was like, what is this? Was it in the morning? I told you. I said something about the Stanleys.
Yeah, because I think I had one or something, and you were like, I'm not really into it, and I don't know what. You're
Oh, it's
talking
because you
crap
asked
about
me.
Stanley.
You asked me. You're like, do you like Stanleys? I was like, no, I don't think I would ever get one. I just don't get the vibe. And you were like, oh, okay. And little did I know she was about to give me one. So I have a video. I'm opening it, and it's like I shake the box, and I don't know what told me like, oh shit, it's a Stanley. And I was like laughing hysterically because it was a Stanley, and I had talked shit about it like hours before that. But I did use it. I used it a lot. But then I saw something in the news that it was linked to
We listen, but we don't judge. You're like, I haven't used your Tumblr for a year.
that it was linked to lead poisoning. So I was like, I better put this thing away.
You took it to Goodwill.
No, it's still here. I do want to get I do want to get a water bottle because I'm gonna go for a hike in a couple of weeks, and I do want to get one of those. I mean, I think I'm gonna get a Yeti, one of those like big ones you can carry with a handle, and I want to put stickers on it. So basic.
I'm not into putting stickers on stuff.
Maybe a Yeti or another one. What's the other one? A Walla?
Those are really good.
Yeah,
I
so
actually
maybe one of
like
those.
my Owala more.
Yeah.
You know which one is good too? The
Hydro Flask?
hydro flask, 'cause those you can like turn it around. Turn it around and it won't like leak.
Anyway, let's go ahead and move on to some random articles that we found online. I'm going to talk to you about the Kim Kardashian Paris trial. You know how last week I told you that she was going to be in Paris testifying about what happened that night in October of 2016? So Kim Kardashian and her mom, Kris Jenner, were seen arriving to a Paris courthouse on Tuesday, shortly before Kim took the stand in the trial over the 2016 armed robbery in which a masked gang stole $10 million worth of jewels. Did you see photos of this or no?
Yes, of when they
Did
robbed.
you know the photos of when she arrived at court yesterday?
Oh, no, I didn't.
She was dressed all in black. She was wearing like a suit and then like a skirt, like a tight black skirt, like long skirt, while wearing a $1.5 million necklace. It featured 52 carat diamonds with a center stone of 10.13 carat pear shaped diamond. So she's there to testify against a group that stole jewelry, but she's dressed all in jewelry. I've seen people online saying, good for her, as she should. She's slapping them in the face, saying, look, I have more jewels. People are calling it the ultimate slap in the face.
I kind of like her outfit. Kim Kardashian drips in diamonds while testifying in diamond heist trial. Oh, I love her outfit and her hair, her glasses. I'm not loving Kris Jenner's outfit though.
I think this is going to be all that we're going to hear unless something else changes, but I think this is it for the Paris trial.
Like all these videos of them going out to eat, like, and there's always cameras and flashes. Like, do you think it gets tiring? Do you think you will get tired of it all? Like,
No,
I
I am ready for that life. I was born to live that life. So Hollywood, if you're listening, take my picture. I want to be a star.
oh my God, this sounded like a video for like an audition for something.
Did you see who's listening?
Who?
It says one person is listening from Hollywood on the
No.
Hollywood, and another person's listening in Spain.
The last time I saw was like last week. Let me see. I think me, like, I don't think I would get ever tired of it, but I do feel like if I'm in my girl days, I feel like I don't want to be bothered, so I would just stay home on those days because I don't want to be rude.
Hollywood, Sacramento, California, Barcelona, Spain.
Ooh, where's Palmetto? So Hollywood, Palmetto, and Sacramento.
Yes, Palmetto is in California, is a former community in Plumas, California.
Is it the girls that girls gotta eat? Oh my God,
Oh
we're
my
soon to get a
gosh.
collab with them. They're gonna be.
Yeah, maybe.
I know. We're
Very.
expanding.
Do you have any articles of interest that you want to share with the class?
Talking about Hollywood. You know, Zendaya and Tom Holland are engaged, right?
Yes.
So I feel like they've always been like really private about their relationship. Like, I don't think there was ever like a video or pictures of their engagement either. They just know that they got engaged within like probably Christmas through New Year's of last year. So I was reading an article. Actually, her stylist, the one that's gonna design her dress, he said that they're trying to keep their wedding and everything low key, the most low key as possible. So no one is gonna see her dress. There's not gonna be a Vogue photo shoot. There's gonna be no wedding pictures or anything like that.
What do you think about that? Would you want to do that? Like keep everything private?
I don't think so. I just feel like I've been really out with my relationship. Like I've been posting it, but like with them, I feel like they've always been private. Like even like when they take pictures of them or whatever, like they're never all over each other. Like they're just like really, I don't know, I feel like they're just really private. So I feel like with them, it's something that we should have seen coming. Like we didn't even know when they got engaged and stuff.
I just remember she was at a red carpet, maybe the Oscars, and she was wearing like a big ring, and that's when people started to comment like, oh, she's engaged now, she's wearing that ring and her engagement finger and stuff like that. Well, good for her, good for them. Like they're keeping their relationship private. If that's what they want, it makes them happy. That's good. While we're on this topic, another couple that's not like keeping it private anymore is Timothy and Kylie Jenner.
Kylie.
I like that. I feel like she's really happy with him. I don't know. I like them together, and I like that they take pictures now and they take pictures together at red carpets and stuff like that. I like seeing them together. Anyway, moving on. So, do you know who Morgan Wallen is?
No.
So he's a country singer, and he was the musical guest in Saturday Night Live a couple of, I think it was like last month. I don't remember exactly the date, but he was the musical guest. But at the end of the show, you know how the musical guest and the host of the Saturday Night Live for that Saturday, they say, well, this is all for today. Thank you so much, New York, or whatever. And that's how they end the show. So Morgan Wallen while the other person was giving the closing sec statements, he was like, he could see that he was like, he wanted to leave already. So at the end, he just like walked off the stage and didn't say, I think he said goodbye to the host and just walked off straight off camera. He was at a podcast recently and he talked, he reveals why he abruptly left Saturday Night Live during closing segment. So he says that he wasn't upset or mad at anyone involved at the show, but he just wanted to get home. So after he went straight to the airport and posted a picture on the plane and it said, "Get me to God's country." He was like, done with New York.
That is rude. I mean, everyone wants to get home.
And he was like, "I was just ready to go home. I had been there all week." So he's referring to being in Saturday Night Live all week because whenever you do the show, you're there like
You do
Monday till
skits and
Saturday.
stuff, right?
Yeah, you do skits, you do audio checks, you do commercial takes, and you do a lot of stuff. It is a very draining show, but I feel like he should have like stayed there.
Yeah, I think that was kind of rude, but just so you know, Saturday Night Live, we would not be drained. We will say bye.
I was like, where is she going?
We could even stay for drinks after we want. We love New York. We could even stay for 2 weeks, so.
Actually, they always have an after party after the show. They'll go out to dinner and
And he didn't
drinks,
go.
and no, he left. According to him, he was just tired. He was ready to get to God's country.
Please. Wait, where is he from? Is he from Texas?
No, he's from Tennessee. Shout out to Tennessee if somebody wants to invite us over.
To Nashville, to be exact.
If somebody wants to invite on the menu
Yeah,
podcast,
I
we'll
know.
be recording an episode out there soon.
Oh my God. Well, talking about rude people. Sorry, Mr. Wallen. You know who Lisa is, right?
She is, what's her name in White Lotus?
Mook.
Mook. Oh my gosh, yes, Mook.
Okay, so Mook went to the Met Gala, right? There's this American rapper, her name is Azalea Banks. I don't even know if I'm saying her name right or not, but she went on to insult Lisa, which she is from Blackpink, and she has, I guess, her own music too. So this girl, the Azalea, she went on and posted on her personal ex. She posted a picture of Lisa and she put, "I'm sorry, but this is giving lady body. It's giving Adam's apple and a not so taut tuck. Lisa is a man. I'm not walking that comment back."
Oh my gosh. Was she commenting how she looked on the Met Gala?
Yes. And then she put, "I'm sorry, that ear is smell as hell. The tea is clocked.
Oh
And
my
sis from
gosh.
Thailand, yeah, no, it's definitely giving Troon of the Loom." And then, like days later, she kept on and then she started to insult Thailand, saying half of Thailand doesn't have proper sewage treatment and has to handle wastewater by hands. LMAO, at least we have bathroom. You guy bath, shit, and brush your teeth in the same bucket. You're not going to win. I suggest you quit. Like, I don't know what it is with this girl, but first of all, like, I didn't even know who this Azalea Banks was before I read about this. But I don't know why she's going. I couldn't find why she hates Lisa so much. There was another post that she put, "Deport this bee." And she Lisa
She
has not said anything about it.
no, I feel like she shouldn't. She just shouldn't engage with her because I don't know her music, but what I know about her is that she is very like conflictive person. Like she'll just pick a fight with anybody. And
Who,
this is not the
Lisa?
first. No, the other
Or the
one,
Azalea? Oh,
Azalea.
yeah.
She's known for picking fights with like celebrities and people like that.
Oh my God, imagine next she puts a picture
Of course we would. Of course we would like she would pick something with us. We're not getting the contracts, but we're getting like called out by Azalea Banks.
Yeah, it says here that she's had a beef with Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj, A$AP Rocky, Pharrell. She actually went to court in connection with a 2015 incident where she cursed out and bit the breast of a female bouncer for not recognizing her and not allowing entrance into a club.
Oh
Like,
my
I think this
gosh.
girl's not—it's not right in her head, or she just wants attention because no one knows her. Some people were like, "Were you even invited to the gala? Haven't been a fan since the election."
Like, honestly, if you're gonna talk smack about somebody else, be ready for people to come back at you with like mean stuff.
And then she has all these people from Thailand commenting, You mess with the wrong country. No one even knew who you were until now.
Well, Lisa, I hope you don't react to this nonsense and just
Keep living and thriving.
continue dating Katoik. Are you ready for pop music to be saved, you guys? Guess who's coming back after a 10-year without releasing any music?
Is it like a band or it's one person?
No, it's a female artist. She hasn't released music in a long time. She was originally in the Disney Channel.
Wait, Miley Cyrus?
No, Hilary Duff.
What?
After 10 years, Hilary Duff is officially returning to music. I actually do like Hilary Duff. I would pay money to go see her on tour.
I don't think I've heard any song. Well, maybe I've heard one, but I don't think I was a fan or anything.
Oh, you know which one it is.
Didn't that come out in Laguna Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it.
So anyways, that's one of her most famous songs. But yeah, her husband posted a picture of her in his story of just like sitting down, like with a notebook or some headphones on and like a mic. She's either releasing, no, she is in a music studio. So right there. We're ready for you, Hilary Duff. Whenever you're ready, just drop that album at midnight and we'll be listening. We'll be seated for you.
If you want us to promote your
Anyway, I
my
think that
God.
wraps, that does it for my articles of interest. Do you have anything else?
I don't have anything else.
Well, guys, that's it for us. Thank you so much for listening to the 8th episode of On the Menu podcast. Please continue to share. Go on and like our new Facebook page.
Our Facebook page is under On the Menu Podcast. Don't forget to like and follow. We will soon to be posting on there as well.
So, guys, that does it for us. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Oh my gosh, I couldn't
Let
talk.
Wait. ¿Quién está ahí
What?
en el cuarto? ¿Quién está parado ahí?
¿Dónde?
Ahí atrás de
¿En el
ti.
cuarto?
Sí. Es que pasó alguien. Loki, I've been looking that way. Can you close the door? Nada más. Estoy esperando que pase alguien de blanco ahí atrás.
Ay, no, qué miedo.
That's scary.
I'm just gonna blur my screen for you.